Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Would you pay to use X, aka Twitter, for a small monthly fee? Well,
no.
Elon Musk.
No.
Well, Elon Musk is suggesting that he's going to start charging all users of Twitter. So he said they're moving to a small monthly payment for the use of X. And he's saying that this is, quote unquote, one of the only ways to eliminate the bot problems, because you'll have to use a new payment method every time you want to make another account. So he thinks that's going to deter people who are going to create all these fake accounts. But there's also another narrative, because he said that they're currently down in ad revenue by about 50%. And so they've got a lot of debt. And Twitter has about 550 million monthly users. So also, if you pay them, if you charge them like a dollar a month, you do it for 1 month, and then I'm sure a lot of that's going to be eradicated.
I have really put Twitter slash X, whatever we're calling it now, at arm's length. It was just so negative that I just decided, like, I've been losing enthusiasm for it for a long time. I don't think I've posted now in a week, week and a half. And with all these decisions that Elon is making, it's just making it so much easier for me to, like, be okay with the fact that I'm just going to delete the app here eventually.
It's so weird, because it was part of my daily routine. I would check Twitter, I refuse to call it X, multiple times a day, especially, like, that's where I got a majority of my breaking news, was courtesy of, and I loved doing, like, when they had, like, live sporting events, or like when you would watch the VMAs, you tweet along with it, right? And now, I mean, I don't even go once a week to scope stuff out, and it's faded.
There's one other person on this planet who is praying that Twitter slash X starts charging, and that is Mark Zuckerberg and the entire team at Threads. Yeah. That is literally the only thing that would save Threads, because if Twitter slash X starts charging, it's dead. As an app, I can tell you it is done. It is dead. It might give Threads a fighting chance, but I still doubt it. And I think we might be seeing the era, end of an era, like kind of like MySpace faded out. We make jokes. AIM is gone. And I think now Twitter is headed that way.
I'm going to take a hard left here based on a conversation that I heard you guys having earlier this morning. Because for me, you know, I've told you guys that I feel like in my life, like, the keys for me being happy is like trying to block out as much toxicity as you can. People, events, social media. And I heard you guys come in this morning saying that you feel like every time you go on Instagram now, was it Instagram you were talking about? You're seeing like stories about kids that are getting hurt or whatever, that is totally alienating you from that app.
It's a doom scroll is what it's become. Yeah. Now, and I've started changing and trying to curate who I follow, so I'm not as inundated with those horrific stories. And for me, it's like ever since I became a mom, any story about a child that is harmed in any way, shape, or form, I mean,
it's triggering.
It's very triggering. Yeah.
You can feel it draining you. Like, I have had to, like, cut my news intake down quite a bit, because it really drains your soul.
Well, and there's nothing like opening Instagram, and I think I'm going to see Kristen and her kid Jimmy, or my friend's cute dogs, or, you know, Abby's cat Della, and it's a headline about a horrific death, and I'm like, that's not why I'm here. So I use TikTok. And what I like is I get my news from TikTok, but I follow creators who break down issues in ways that are understandable. So when I get that news delivered to me, it's by somebody who is credible that I trust, and it's not shock value. And that's what I really appreciate about it. So I can get the actual facts rather than a shock value headline that is going to put me in a spiral for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's become frustrating for me with Instagram is that it's not mainly the people that you follow. They've started quote unquote curating your feed. So you really don't have that much control over what you see. And it's so much harder to scroll past and like ignore it if something bad comes up.
Like, I'm gonna have to unfollow people because the stories they post are just, they're horrific.
Okay, Ariana Grande, on a lighter note, Ariana Grande and her ex have both filed for divorce after she, I saw Ariana Grande, and in my mind, the little like entertainment went, woo, Ariana Grande, it's a fun entertainment story. And then I realized this is a divorce story. Yeah. So Ariana Grande and her ex have both filed for divorce after 2 years of marriage. This is such a depressing e-buzz. I'm so sorry. So it was reported back in July that both her and her husband have split, and now they have both filed for divorce, and they're citing irreconcilable differences for the reason why they're getting, why they're splitting. And also they dated their date of separation as February 20th, 2023. I found it very interesting that the Wicked movie started filming in December of 2022. So it didn't take that long for things to get moving with her new boyfriend, Ethan Slater, who is her co-star on that film.
I'm glad you ended that on a high note.
That feels great now.
So much better.
Yes.
I love divorce.
Divorce.
I'm sorry. He was feuding with his hit show. So why did he reportedly beg to come back? I'll give you the deets on Kevin Costner on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.